224 on News Radio 1080, KRLD 214-787-1080. Should there be an increased tax on the soda that you buy? We were just talking during the break about the fact that you can get, a full case of Sunkist for what, $2? Something like that? So under this new tax they're talking about, that would go up to around $4. And this is to pay for health care reform. We'll get into it coming up here at 2:35. Right now, the H1N1 flu scare has some bosses actually telling their employees that they have to get a flu shot. But can they do that? I spoke with employment attorney Brent Dyer at Looper, Reed & McGraw. All right, so people are freaking out about the H1N1 swine flu, and we've seen the statistics that maybe 90,000 people could die this winter because of it. In perspective, though, that's not all that much greater than what we usually see with the regular flu. Tens of thousands of people die every year. Tell me your thoughts about whether or not employers should be allowed, whether they are allowed under the law, to tell people you have to get one of these shots.
Well, in Texas, like in most states, most employees are at-will employees, which means that an employer can terminate them for any reason as long as it's not illegal discrimination. And that would mean that most employers could probably require their employees to get a flu shot as a condition of employment. In other words, say, if you're not going to get a flu shot, we might terminate you, as long as it's not discrimination. And the two things that could be discrimination is if someone has a religious objection or someone has a medical condition that would be classified as a disability that would prevent them from getting the shot, the employer probably can't terminate the employee for that reason.
But they wouldn't be able to just say, I don't want to get the shot because I think that I might get sick from having the shot.
Let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between what employers can do and what they should do. Certainly, as an attorney, I would not recommend to my clients that they have employees do something that they're very fearful of. It's not good for morale, and it could potentially cause lawsuits later. That doesn't mean that legally they're not allowed to do it. And the thing that employers probably need to be more concerned about, more than being sued over this, is that the EEOC seems to be saying that they're not sure that this is proper. And I don't know of any legal basis, aside from religious discrimination and disability issues, I don't know of any legal basis for the EEOC to make that determination.
But the EEOC is saying that it doesn't seem that it's okay for an employer to hold that over somebody's head?
Well, the EEOC is on the fence about it, and yeah, they've made some recent public statements indicating that they would look very hard at that situation. And I'm not sure the EEOC really has legally the power to do that, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't do it. And that's something that employers might want to be concerned about, and not the ultimate liability. I think in most cases, employers could probably escape ultimate liability on this issue, but the whole process of defending this sort of claim and dealing with an EEOC charge can be very expensive. And so while you might ultimately prevail, you might end up spending so much money to win that it's not worth it. So certainly I think most employers in most situations probably have the legal right to demand that their employees get a shot, mm-hmm, unless they have a religious objection or an objection based on a disability. They probably have the legal right to do it. It may not necessarily be the smart thing to do. The smart thing to do would be to encourage employees to get it, to probably subsidize or maybe even pay for the inoculations, do whatever you can to try to make a good case for why they should do it, and try to get your employees to do it that way rather than issue an edict.
Right. All right. Brent Dyer is an employment attorney at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got some showers moving into the area now. As we were telling you earlier, that's getting a little heavier up in north of Dallas, also in the McKinney area. Let's get you some traffic and weather together at 2:28. Here's Kim West.
What a nightmare it has become on 6:35. This traffic report is brought